We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
H14, Tommy Tucker, WWL, welcoming in Senator John Kennedy to talk about things that are going on in Washington. And if you have any questions for him, they're pouring in now, but you can text them to the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for
having me. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm in Louisiana, about to catch a plane in a couple hours and go back. We've got a vote tonight, and I suspect tomorrow we're going to put a bill on the floor to extend unemployment compensation. So I'll be getting ready for that.
For how long, do you know?
We're debating the amount of time, probably to the end of September, maybe the end of October. Obviously, we could extend the bill. The bill that we're going to put on the floor would give a state a choice. You could provide an additional $200 of unemployment compensation paid for with federal taxpayer money, or an amount that would make your unemployment insurance check equal to two-thirds of your prior wages. It would be up to the states.
Two-thirds or 200, and that would be – that's not an open tap, right? I mean, that's – you get X amount of money, and then you divide it up how you like. How would that work? Yeah. That's
well,
what it is,
right? Well, right now, our – under the current systems, the state is in charge of unemployment compensation, and the state puts up the money. The state taxes businesses and has an unemployment compensation fund. We would add extra federal money to the state money, and our bill would add an extra $200 a week or enough federal money so that your unemployment payment would equal two-thirds of your prior wages.
Is it up to the state? In other words, if it costs more to give two-thirds of the unemployment than $200 a month, is the federal government going to do whatever the state wants? Or is it X amount of money and then the state spends it? Okay.
No, the states would decide whether to choose the $200 or an amount of federal money equal to two-thirds of prior wages. Presumably, what every state would do would choose the option that would give its people the most money, but it would be up to the states.
Here's the thing when I'm hearing this, you know, $200 more, and I get that, where it would be a disincentive for people to work, even if they wanted to go back to work, because it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm giving up $200 a week here, why would I do that? But if you're saying two and the Republicans and the Democrats are saying six, it seems to me 350 would be a fair number, because then that would keep people from – it would keep the economy moving. It would keep people from being in dire straits, but yet it wouldn't be enough of an incentive for them to not go back to work. Am I missing something here, or does that make too
much
sense?
No, you're not missing anything at all, I would probably vote for that. But the position of Speaker Pelosi right now is, unless you give us everything in her bill, the HEROES Act, the $3 trillion bill, we refuse to negotiate. My guess is that the bill we're going to put on the floor tomorrow, Wednesday at the latest, and vote on this week, every Democrat will vote against it. And I know there are Democrats in the Senate who support it, but their leadership has told them to oppose it unless we agree to pass the entire Pelosi bill. And the Pelosi bill just didn't go pass. I mean, it takes your breath away.
What about Republicans, though, voting for? Because Mitch McConnell is quoted. He told Martha Raddatz that up to maybe 15 to 20 GOP senators still won't vote for any coronavirus deal. Do they have the Republican votes for this?
This is just my opinion. I don't think it's 20. I'm not even sure it's 15. I think there will be some Republicans who would vote against the bill, will vote against the bill we put on the floor this week. How many, I don't know. Probably 10. I could be wrong. We haven't done a whip count. I can tell you how I feel about it. I don't think we ought to design a system that pays people more not to work than to work. If we do that, I don't blame people for taking the higher amounts. That's a rational economic decision, but it doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I'm afraid, I hope I'm wrong, that once we open back up, we're going to find that because governors shut down the economy and to varying degrees, some people are not going to have jobs to go back to. We have to help.
Let me take a break. When we come back, I'll ask you talk about the governor shutting it down. Do you think the governors did the wrong thing? We're going to take a break. Senator John Kennedy, our guest, 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. Quickly back to Senator John Kennedy here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. So, Senator, let me throw a couple of things at you, and then I'll give you the floor. I'll yield to you, okay? You mentioned governors before and people not having jobs. Do you think the governors overreacted? Governor Edwards, would you have done anything different? Did they have any real options? And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, as it relates to credibility, and it's just my take on this, okay? I think it's invalid to say it's okay to protest because that cause outweighs the risk of virus spreading, or it's okay to do this because that outweighs the risk of virus spreading, but not that. To me, that creates a credibility issue, because if we're going to look at the dead-on science of this, well, then if we're going to stop the spread of virus, well, then it doesn't matter what your cause is, what your motives are. The biology or the virus doesn't understand that. Does that make sense to you or not?
It does. Makes perfect sense, Tommy. Let me answer your first question first. I have studiously avoided second guessing anybody about this virus because we're learning about it every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, someday, once this is all over, and it will be over, there'll be all kind of studies that say, well, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? Should we have closed down? Should we have closed down more? Now's not the time for that. Number two, it's clear that this virus is very, very contagious, but it's not as lethal as we thought, primarily because our doctors and nurses have figured out how to treat it. The latest figures show that for every 1,000 people that get the virus, 6 are going to die. Now, that's 6 too many, obviously, but that's a whole lot better than it was at the start. In terms of any kind of gathering, to answer your question, spreads the virus. Does it do it at every gathering? No. But any kind of gathering spreads the virus. And number three, I don't think this is a newsflash. If you look at the national media reporting, there are some exceptions to this, primarily at the local level. But at the national media reporting, I think that unless you just parachuted in from another planet, most of the reporting has been more in favor of the Speaker Pelosi approach than the President Trump approach.
Approach to what? Stimulus
is,
or?
approach to everything, but especially to the coronavirus and how to deal with it.
Wait, I'm confused. You're telling me that President Trump is dealing? Tell me exactly what is it you're saying. Tell me about the president's response to this. Do you think he's handled it in a good way?
Well, what I'm saying is that I think the national media is way left of center. There are exceptions to that, but I think the American people understand that, and they filter their news accordingly. I think that's why you see more people, you know, in the old days, we used to just always watch the 5 o'clock news on one of the national stations. I don't think most people do that anymore. I think they figure that the news media, I think primarily because of the competition with the internet, has become much more narrative oriented, either primarily Democratic or primarily Republican. And they filter the news accordingly. The problem with D.C., in my opinion, is it is a bubble, and a lot of my colleagues, I think the American people are morons and can't always figure this out. I mean, if you go on Fox News, you're going to get one point of view. If you go on CNN, you're going to get a much different point of view, and I think that's just a fact.
All right, thank you, Senator. I appreciate your time, Senator John Kennedy. Telling you that they're going to bring a bill to the floor of the Senate Wednesday that's going to give the states, as he understands it or as it stands now, a choice of either two-thirds, $200 a month for everybody that's unemployed in terms of additional unemployment benefits, or two-thirds of their salary. When we come back, we'll lighten up, talk about, well, in a way, I guess, the Pelicans right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.